just mentioned, you know, sometimes it's the guy not cutting, or sometimes, you know, he's not getting his hands. You know, I'm the pass rusher at the time, so I don't know if there's something that you saw specifically in film.
I mean, if that's what he says, then that's the reason. You know, it's simple as that.
As a unit, do you guys take, you know, ownership in wanting to, you know, after the bye week, work on that and then make sure you guys can help protect Matt a little bit more than that? Do you guys talk about that as a group?
I mean, that's something that I take, and I'm sure that the other guys, Rick and Swanee, TJ, Greg, all the other boys here, that we take very seriously. And I think, I mean, it's always priority number one to protect Stafford, like number nine. And, I mean, when we come back, we want to be focused, and we want to make sure that we're doing our job.
Coach kind of mentioned that, you know, you guys could stew on this a little bit. It's not bad to maybe think about some of the things that into the bye week instead of on a win, on a loss. You kind of be able to flush this one out. Are you going to think about this, kind of use it as motivation through the bye week and into the next game?
I know that I'm going to use the bye week to go back and look over all the games and make sure that I can learn from all the things that have happened that have gotten me in trouble. And I think that a lot of the guys around here probably have the same mentality of learning from your mistakes and just trying to make sure that you don't get bit by the same dog on the way to school every day.
Does the bye come at a good time, do you think? Do you feel like everyone's kind of, you know, ready for a little bit of a break?
I mean, I don't know if it's like a sort of, like, I don't know, like, if break is the right term, but I think that people do need some time to get their bodies right. I know that some guys have gotten pretty banged up, and I think that in that regard, it's coming at a good time.
What will getting Decker back mean for the line? Whenever he
bless you.
Back?
Bless you. What was the question?
What will getting Taylor back mean for the line whenever that happens?
I think it'd be fantastic. I think that whenever you get a great player like Decker back, that it'll help, and I think that he'll be ready to play. I mean, I think that when he comes back, he'll be good on his assignments and good on everything that made him a good player last year.
Does that give you some more comfort as well? Because you guys seem to play well last year.
It's hard to say. I mean, I think that I've been playing with Greg now for quite some time, and I think that Greg's a good player, and Greg can do a lot of good things. And I think that we'll just have to see, you know. I think that it'll be good to have him back, though.
You see Taylor more than we do. How much is he just chomping at the bit to be back?
It seems like he's getting more and more antsy, I think, every week. But he's definitely ready to, I feel like, come back out here and play when he feels like he's physically healthy enough. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's something that I don't know if it's. That's a good question. I'm not sure. that's my answer. I don't know.
Well, when obviously, is there? Do you guys talk about that at all? Do you guys try to figure it out? Or is it?
I mean, it's something that's addressed, but it's something that I don't think it's something as a unit. I believe that it is something individually. I think that in a lot of cases, it's not. The unit is comprised of a whole bunch of individuals, and sometimes, like, something messes up. Whatever, like, people mess up. It happens, and. I mean, that can contribute to a slow start at the beginning of the game, and then people iron it out, figure it out, find out how the defender is playing him on the outside, find out how the D lineman is playing, find out how linebackers flow or don't flow, and that contributes to some of it. I'm not exactly, I don't know, like, it just varies from person to person.
How do you feel about this team just at the bye, 3-3? I mean, you still have it, obviously. Control your own destiny.
No, I feel good. I mean, I think that our team. I think that we do have a good team. I think we have a good offense, and I think we'll be fine.